and welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene, a podcast that takes you on a journey across Nigeria and Africa to explore the country and the continent's diverse and vibrant culture. Our esteemed guests will share their experiences and insights into the local tourism scene, from hidden gems to must-see attractions. So grab a cup of coffee and join us as we see the world with Ajala Nene. Whether you're planning a trip to Nigeria or Africa, or simply want to explore and experience the continent from the comfort of your own home, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's explore Nigeria and Africa together. I'm back! Here is the Wanderlust Wonder session on Ajala Nene podcast. Today's spotlight is Badagry Slave Trade, located in Badagry, Lagos. Oh my, this place is a historical site as you get to learn about the history of slave trade in Nigeria and how our ancestors were carried offshore to the lands of no return. Explore Badagry's historical sites, which include Mobi Family Slave Relics Museum, the first story building in Nigeria, where you get to see the first local Bible written in Yoruba, Badagry Heritage Museum, the point of no return, and many more. Fun fact, my company Nene Wahab Limited hosted our first ever event in Badagry called the Badagry Tree Planting and Beach Cleanup to celebrate World Tourism Day 2017. If you want to learn more about the history of Nigeria's slave trade, then Badagry is your best bet. Don't go anywhere. So my guest here today is Ibrahim Makanjola. All right, let me read his bio. He's an award-winning tour operator who won the Top 100 Tourism Personalities in Nigeria 2019. He graduated from the prestigious Federal University of Agriculture, Abeokuta, FUNAP, right?
Absolutely.
Where he has a BSc in Hospitality and Tourism Management and also certifications in tourism-related courses. A guy, Ibrahim, popularly known as IBM.
Yes,
I for read
you
all
so
your
much.
Bio now, but let's start from there. So how did you get here? Tell us what inspired you to go and study tourism first.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
A pleasure.
Well, I started back then in school. I could still remember when I was writing my jam. Mm. And I wrote jam, I think, twice.
Wow.
The second one was when I put in for
FUNAP.
FUNAP. Mm. The children of then was like, you want to go to these big courses, you want to go for
lawyer,
you want to go for
exactly mass communication,
and my own was biochemistry, microbiology.
Science student.
I was like, okay, no problem. Then I put in for that.
Was it a second choice?
It was never a second. It was not even part of the choice.
Right. Okay, now.
So then the school just packed based on your the score.
Okay.
Packed everybody, because later I get to find out that they packed everybody from microbiology and biochemistry to then it was food service and tourism.
Wow.
And when I saw it for my jam slip, then I was like,
what is this one?
Food service and tourism. The name food service already just play out like, am I serving food at a restaurant and the rest? But at the end of the day, I had my older brother then. Mm-hmm. He was still in finals then.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, it's a very good cause. That he has some friends that
so
is
doing
it.
So encouraged you?
Not even the one that encouraged me. But later I went online and read about it. And I saw that the tourism part is something that I love.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, food service and tourism, even if it's for the tourism part.
Let me enter.
Let's see how it goes. And the whole idea then was, when you get like 200 level, you can now
go to another
department.
Okay.
But all glory to God. Maybe if I'm going to go to another department, maybe I'll be going because we are still here and we are still doing tourism. And I get to find out that this is something I love.
Okay.
I could still remember someone that when he was still young always have this motion sickness.
Mm.
My parents never wanted to always take me out.
Okay.
Because anytime I smell that petrol inside the car,
ew,
we just Just throw everything, scatter everywhere. Scatter everywhere. So my mom and my dad, so during my journey in the industry, my mom just called me, where are you? And be like, I'm in Oburu. She would be like,
what happened? My son, you have been healed.
Like, and then when we started, everywhere we go by road. She would be like, well, God will continue to protect you and the rest. So that's how it has been.
That's amazing. I like that story. So you were actually put into the tourism space.
Yes, I was.
You are put inside.
Yes.
The Lord just guided you. Say, this is exactly, my son. You must go, into, you tourism. Must go into tourism. But how's the journey been so far? Let's talk about that. I know there's both the good and the bad. So absolutely, how's your journey been?
Absolutely. Well, the fact is, as I do tell people, that if you're not passionate about being in this industry, don't join it. Fine, there's money there. There's no lie about that. Mm-hmm. There's money there. But before you get that
money, thank you so much, Ibrahim. Thank you for saying that, because I need people to know that there's a reason I'm doing this podcast, so that people that are coming in have this information that we did not have when we started. No, when we started, it was not like this. That we did not have. So thanks for saying that. So continue. So what have been the good things and what have been the not so good things?
So basically, one thing I love about the industry is most of the people you see around me today was what tourism gave to me.
All right.
It was
the relationship,
community, the connection. Mm-hmm. It was what tourism, it's like a gift from tourism to me. And I appreciate that. Even my present wife was from tourism.
Yeah, I remember very well. Guys, let me gist you. So I did this thing, the tourism world workshop. It was my first physical workshop. I know Uncle Ibrahim was one of the people I invited for the workshop, and he came with one beautiful gay. One yellow papa, fine looking lady like that. I did not know. Then that was like 2017, 18.
Yes.
Long. It's 2023 now. Now they are married with a beautiful princess.
And I got to meet on my first official trip.
Ah,
yes, the trip. I've been partnering with people.
Yes, enough, I remember.
But the one I did myself, like, okay.
This was what you did.
I started. And
he appeared. The Lord was talking.
So about the good. Those are there's more
the
good
community,
to talk about.
The relationship.
There's more good to
so
talk
far.
About. But talking about the other part.
Please say it as it is. Don't hide. This is not now, what I pretend. Say it.
Now the other part is in this industry. As I was saying, I did a video like last 3 days. Mm-hmm. We have this competition, which I always want to try and tell people that this is an industry where we should more of collaborate,
yes,
partners. But fine, there's no way you want to do it. You still have these people that always want to look at you like a competition. But
yeah, yeah.
This is something that affects the zeal that we have, mm-hmm, for the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we come together and do something, like the community that I'm part of.
Yes, we talk about Nigerian Tourism Lovers.
We have more of we partnering, yeah, because we have stuff we do every month that sometimes I might not even have any client.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But some of the people that are partnering with us are the ones that will just come up
and bring their clients.
And it's going to be fun, it's going to be lovely, and it's going to be a win-win
for everybody.
For everybody.
Yeah.
Because I have the chance to post that on my own social media page, and nobody's going to ask me that, do you have clients there?
Yeah, true.
You still believe it is mine.
Mm-hmm.
So, apart from this, also, what Dollar has been doing?
Yeah, you can say that again, bro.
Dollar has been doing us.
I think last time I saw one of us, Ayomide. And then he put on his WhatsApp story. He said, I packaged everything. By the time I put everything, will someone buy this thing from me? The dollar has just increased everything. It's hard.
That
it's actually hard
there.
To package
that
tours feel, now, honestly.
Is, that feeling is there, because when you package, after doing your whole work, your homework, and trying to now, okay, this is the final price. You will
you
now
ask
look
yourself,
at the
can
price.
I even me? Can I even pay for this thing? You
can
ask
I?
Yourself that question.
Because how will I just call this kind of price for someone? And people are very funny. We always have this nasty client,
yeah, you
that would them. Always want to come and tell you I did a trip to Omo Resort, just a day trip.
Mm.
And there was this client that came. She came like, I think the 9 minutes
last minute last all those
minute,
are last minute clients
last minute client. She paid fine. After paying, I explain everything to you. Okay, this is what's happening. there was one particular activities that Umurizat was not doing at that particular time. That's quad biking.
Okay.
I was like, okay, no quad biking at this particular time. She was like, ah, okay, no quad biking. Can we change it to something else? I said, the price, the money you paid is a fixed price for something.
Mm-hmm.
She said she know about the Umurizat, their different categories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, thank you so much. This is the category we are paying for. And if you check that, quad bike is meant to be in that category, but because it is no more walking, they are not doing it for now. So she was like, ah, she started breaking down price
for you.
Ah, if you want to go to a resort from mainland to island, you saw so price now. Entrance fee, you saw so price now.
I'm laughing because, like, honestly, she should have just done the packaging herself.
Immediately, I was so happy when she just said, sorry, can I get a refund? I was
no problem.
So happy. I was like, no problem. She now said, don't worry, you can remove your bank charge. I said, you the exact amount you pay.
Like, I'm giving it
the bank charge, don't worry about that. I will send it back. And I was so happy. Because when you have people like that on your trip,
they can spoil your trip for you. We know what we're talking about. We've seen those kind of things happening in the States. So let's go to, you talked about your community, Nigerian travel lovers. I'm part of that group, I believe, guys. What made you start that community? Because I wanted to start something like that before, but I know the stress of starting a community. So I just told myself, Nene, be there on your lane. So why did you start it, and how has the journey been in creating that community been so far?
Okay, so for Nigerian tourism lovers, the communities, when I started, it was more like a funny thing. So my first trip, the one I did at Olumoro, that was my first trip, where I met my wife, there was a group for it.
Okay, created a WhatsApp group
there
for
was
that.
A WhatsApp group for it, and the WhatsApp group was there for some while,
nothing, no activity.
So I've always been running with my own brand then called IBM Tours.
Mm-hmm.
And my present boss, the owner of the company, Gets to Me African Concept, which I work with, which I head the travel department. He met me then, we talked, discussed, and he just wanted me to like leave IBM Tours and just come into his own Get It to Me to just push it. And then based on the idea that I had, like, you want to use me, you want to, so why will I leave my own brand and just
come and
let me
yours.
Let me be pushing both. It was like, there's no way I would do it that I wouldn't have passion for one more than one.
Yeah, true.
And it's going to affect.
Yeah.
Like, it's better that if I want to push, I can push later, but let me just, and I was like, okay. So then I was now thinking, if I'm going to drop IBM Tours, what can I do to still create that impact, yeah, apart from having a brand which you work with? And it just popped in my head that, okay, Nigerian tourism lovers, just a group of community, just to promote Nigeria. That's the whole idea.
Okay.
Then I converted the group of my first trip.
Okay.
I converted that group back to Nigerian tourism lovers then, create a logo, started pushing it little by little. And all glory to God, one of my best friends that tourism gave to me, to Kingsley. We get talking. I explained to him, would you like to be part of this? Let's make this happen. And also, with his own passion and zeal, he was like, as long as it's for us to promote what we have.
Fine.
And that's how we get going.
And today you have about 285 members.
Absolutely. we have over 300 people registered.
That are registered, okay.
Registered, that we have their database. Absolutely. So some based on their phone and the rest. But we still have more people that want to join. But we are still
streamlining.
Exactly.
Why is that? Why are you streamlining?
Now, we want the group to basically be for those that are passionate about tourism. It's not like we ask you that, have you been to Anambra, and you're telling me that, okay, I went to Enugu, I passed through
Anambra. I've been,
exactly. So let's make it people that can talk about what is really happening,
where they've gone to
and how the whole experience is. It's not people that are just, I love tourism, okay, just for mouth.
Okay.
So that's why we always want to, we check through exclusive Instagram page and social media pages to make sure that what have you done.
You do KYC. Know your clients exactly before they come inside.
What have you done?
Yeah.
Fine, we have our other guys in the industry that we know when you just, also no, just I want add to join, we know that, no need to ask questions too much, we just add. So
person. That's just so what kind of activities do you do there? Let's let our listeners know what kind of activities you do in the Nigeria Tourism Lovers group.
So basically what we do, as I said earlier, the whole summary of what we do is to promote Nigeria to Nigerians.
Okay.
That's the whole idea.
Mm-hmm.
We have different platforms which we use to do that.
Okay.
Example is one-on-one tourism gist, which I know you've been one of our guests on the group. We do
I've
it.
Been honored.
Exactly. We do it on the WhatsApp page, on the WhatsApp group. We have the guest, we have the host.
Tell our client, our listeners more about what the one-on-one gist is about.
So the one-on-one tourism gist is just a platform which we try to educate people about tourism.
Okay.
We have a particular topic. We have our guest. We do our own homework before the due day. We talk to the guest. We send, this is the topic. We can say like 2-3 topic. Are you okay? Which can you flow with? When we have that, then we have questions.
Okay.
Which, why we do this is also to enlighten people about, we have different topic we work on, but the topic is still like talking about
connected to tourism.
Because
we have many value chains in the tourism.
Absolutely. And how people in the community can learn, because that's the most important of why we're doing it.
Exactly.
For people to learn that, okay, at least I've gained something from this. If I'm doing something next, we have different plans. We have done different one about tour operators,
mm-hmm.
about destination marketing,
branding.
We've done a lot.
Okay.
So that is the major reason why we do one-on-one tourism.
Okay.
And the other platform we have also, we have the one we call Strictly Waka Waka,
mm-hmm.
which for now we know we have a lot of people that always want to just wait for Strictly Waka Waka. It's a monthly thing. We just explore offbeat paths.
Okay.
And Strictly Waka Waka is just not about Nigeria. The plan is to make it as large as Africa.
Okay.
But our plan is to go to places that people don't really explore.
Okay.
Places that people just look like.
I remember you guys actually talked about a particular lake that we did not know existed somewhere in West Africa. I can't remember the name. No, okay. Waterfall.
Was
it Waterfall?
Okay, we have Ayinkunuba Waterfall.
Ayinkunuba Waterfall.
That's a waterfall in this western part of Nigeria,
yes.
that you have to descend.
Descend to go down. It's not the number one you climb.
Not the number one that we hike. So that is one thing that Strictly Waka Waka does. We bring those destinations to limelight,
okay.
with the little we can.
Mm-hmm.
And another platform we have also is, we have these annual projects, which based on one or two we are unable to do this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an annual project which we sponsor 100 tourism enthusiasts, 100 plus tourism enthusiasts to a particular destination.
Okay.
Last year we did at this same Ayinkunuba Waterfall,
mm-hmm.
which was a wonderful experience. We had over 130 people
that came. Mm-hmm.
That came. We all went from Lagos to there and bring everybody.
What was the
back.
Name of the event? You didn't mention it.
Strictly Waka. I said Strictly.
No,
NTL Easter Project.
Okay.
That's the name of
Easter Project.
That's the name of the platform. NTL Easter Project. So we just go to a particular destination, not too known destination. And
so out of the Strictly Waka Waka, where you have found the place, you now try to use the opportunity to promote the place.
Exactly. So, and the reason is just still to promote, to tell people that there's a place like this. People believe Osun State is only about Enugu Waterfall.
Yeah.
And there's still other waterfalls like this. This is Ayinkunuba. And I remember when we saw that place, we went there like that's 2021,
mm-hmm.
I think around November,
mm-hmm.
we went there, and everybody that went was wow, because getting to walk down the waterfall
is
like
different. It's different from a waterfall.
So the whole thing is, when you're going, you are not stressed.
Yeah, because you're just going down. You're not climbing up. No, you're not.
When you're not coming,
no, you're coming. No, you're stressed.
That's when you start breathing. So.
That was a different experience. Because most waterfalls, you have to climb up first and then descend. But this time, you're descending first, then climbing up.
Absolutely. So these are just some other platforms. There are still some other platforms that we're working on. NTL also does, we do a monthly beach and movie
night. I know that.
And which we have different partners for that. We have different operators that partner with us.
I remember, sorry to cut you in, I remember the day you guys were planning for one of them and you guys had a meeting, a WhatsApp meeting. There were about how many of you? Almost
we're over 20. Yes,
I was wild. I was like, oh my God, see these young people. You guys are just inspiring me. That this is what I call collaboration. Coming together 20. As a team to work.
Absolutely.
And I really love that. Now, let's get a little personal. So can you tell us like three things about yourself that we do not know?
Wow.
Why does this question always take people aback?
Okay. Three things about myself
that we do not know.
Well, I think I've said one.
Okay, what's one?
The one I said was when I was a kid.
You always had them.
I had this motion sickness. So it was
to my parents. When did it stop, by the way?
Well, I really know when it stopped. Because I know, so in fact, then my parents were so worried to the extent that they asked, like, what can this boy use to just stop this? People were like, you should take one spoon of petrol. I'm serious. Like, you take
we're
one spoon
so
of petrol.
We're so superstitious, man.
Different people with crazy ideas. People were like, you should different things. But then I was like, take petrol for what? Am I generator or what? So, talking about when it stopped, I did not. I would say it was a mindset.
Okay.
When I saw the tourism space and I fell in love with it, I always have that mindset that everywhere I'm going to, I will vomit. Just have that belief that, because then it was only me. It was not like I'm going out with anybody.
Yeah.
And it's going to be
an experience.
It's going to be a very bad experience. Being a grown up person and vomiting. I was like, it's impossible.
Yeah.
So that is one thing people don't really know about me.
Gotcha.
Okay. The other one I would say is, my wife knows this. I know some of the people that walk around me know.
No.
I like food.
You don't like food, you love food.
I bet. Oh, we passion.
And you're still this skinny. I don't understand. You're married for how many years now? I've not added with that. I have to call your wife. I don't understand this one now.
So that's one thing. People, even like Kinsley, we always have issues because of that. Because when we are traveling, basically he drives most of the time.
You're stopping him to buy food on the way.
We want to buy food.
Okay.
He will be like, Baba, we no go. We must get to that place before we enter. I say, lie, you. Why are we suffering ourselves? It's not like we don't have the money. We will now be traveling. We'll be able to eat. Why?
Oh,
so we always
God.
Have issue with that. That's another part that people don't really know about me.
The third thing.
Then, thirdly, I would say I love playing game just for my leisure time. Just playing PlayStation.
Oh.
I love.
Which one's your favorite game?
FIFA.
Footballer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you play football?
Well, not now again. In fact, I can't do up to 5 minutes. I'll be breathing.
Oh
so,
my gosh.
So that's another thing.
Three things about you.
Yes,
okay, awesome. Alright, so as we're wrapping this up, one of the reasons I started this podcast, like I keep saying, is that I wanted to inspire younger people who are coming to the tourism space so they hear from our elders and then from we, the younger ones who have been in it for at least for a while, right? And those who are coming into the industry, we didn't have this information when we started.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
So what's the advice you give to our listeners who would like to at least come into the tourism space in Nigeria and in Africa in general?
Okay, so for those that want to start, I know when I started, I had this idea in my head. Even if I don't have the passion, I have this idea in my head. Like, it's not even an idea. It was something that I confirmed that I took away when I wanted to start my own tour operating business. I had the mindset that there's nobody else doing this thing, and only me, people will see that I will start doing it. And people must see me anyway they like it. People must know me. And people must buy what I sell. So I have that idea that, because people always look at competition when they want to start something.
Sure.
And
it's usually part of the
for me, I always have that mindset that fine, there's competition there, but this one I'm selling. It's a target for me that I must do it. I always have that mindset. So I always want to tell people that please, whenever you want to start something, I know, yes, there's competition around. You are trying to say, okay, fine, you want to make your own difference, but have that passion for it that apart from maybe passion for, like, you love tourism. Have that passion for exactly what you want to do, that, okay, I want to do this and I must make it happen. If you have that strong belief in yourself that I can do this, then I believe there's no one else that can talk you down. Because the fact is, I know when I started to different opinion, different mindset of people saying it's impossible. How will you take people out? Why would people pay you money for you to just take them out? So first is your own mindset, that have that mindset that I can do this and I want to do it. Any other noise around, surely at that particular point will just be a noise. Then you know for yourself that this is sorted, I've done it. So it's just for you to now lay your foundation to now start doing things. The other thing I might say is, please go to events. Mingle.
Network.
It is very important.
That's where we met, by the way. I've forgotten.
It is very, very important.
Yeah.
I always tell people that comes to me now that says, I have a guy, he's more like a very close partner now. Any small thing, Baba, Alpha, how do you do this thing? I say, Baba, I'll pass, because that is the only way we can grow. I passed contact to him. There was a day he just sent me 10,000 recharge card. He was like, Baba, there's no way I can appreciate you with what you've done. And I was I was emotional that day. He was like, I did not even see the card. He had sent the card like since morning. He now messaged me in the evening.
Have you seen?
I now checked my phone. I said, Baba, no first. He was like,
yeah, that's because you connected him to the people that help him with his business.
He was like, ah, Baba, I can appreciate you because I know what some people might ask for if they want to do this. So I would say it is very important that you connect with the right people. And again, you want to start anything about tourism, come to Nigerian Tourism Lovers.
Advertise our community. Let's come.
We have you covered.
How can they find you, by the way?
Okay, so I'm on IG, IBM Tours. That's my personal brand. For my work brand, that's Get It To Me Travels. Get something to you, get it to me. All one word with travel. And also, you can reach me on Nigerian Tourism Lovers page. Send a DM. I will be one of, like, we're three, but I will be one of the people that will respond to you.
All right. Thank you for that. So I think in summary, what I've learned from what our interview right now is that connections, network is very important.
It's very important.
It's what actually brought you. And I must say the same thing. It's what brought me here, connecting with people, attending events, just ensuring that we're in the face of people that need to see us.
Absolutely. Even if you don't have struggle.
If you don't have anything, just
struggle to make sure that people are seeing you.
Doing your thing. Thank you so much, Ibrahim.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Say hello to your daughter for me, or my princess.
No problem.
All right, then. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
And with that, we conclude our journey across Nigeria and Africa on See the World with Ajala Nene. We hope you enjoyed exploring this journey with us and that you feel inspired to discover its unique beauty for yourself. Thank you for listening. For your feedback and comment, feel free to hit us up across our socials at See the World with Ajala Nene, and you can find me personally at Ajala Nene on Instagram. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring. Your journey and your adventure awaits you.